All right. It is 8:35. You've got it on KHUM. Joining me here in the studio is Gabrielle Parkinson. And we're going to be talking about 211 for here in Humboldt County. So what happens if you dial 211?
Well, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having
me.
211 is a national call center system that Humboldt County last February was our first launch of 211 here in Humboldt County, which was a real coup for a rural area to have a 211. When you call 211, you get a live, trained call specialist who knows about the resources in Humboldt County.
Nice.
So we have a real top-notch expanded computer system where we have 2,800 resources here for Humboldt County, and we have some statewide resources as well. So when you call in for a non-emergency call, a non-emergency situation, we can access the database very easily and give you resources so you don't have to spend all day calling this organization or that organization or really not knowing where to go to find the solution to your problem.
Fantastic. So what kind of solutions and what kind of problems is 211 appropriate for?
You know, basic needs, of course, always come up as far as food, shelter, medical situations, and where do I go for help, child care. It could be as simple as flu shots. Where do I go to get flu shots? Elderly parents, where to go to get help with that. Physical and mental health resources, support here again for seniors and persons with disabilities. And of course, with natural disasters, you know, 211 mm-hmm. plays an important role in any community. It makes it more efficient to coalesce resources when you have 211. So we work closely with Dan Larkin with the Office of Emergency Services in the county. And we also work closely with VOAD, Voluntary Organizations Active in Disasters, which are the nonprofit organizations. So 211 plays an important role in disaster preparedness.
Fantastic. That really is wonderful. How many different, organizations, are part of 211?
2,800.
That's a few.
Well, those are resources, 2,800 different resources.
Right.
We have about 900 nonprofits in Humboldt County.
Hmm.
So, and of course, we're always looking at how we can add resources to our database to make it more effective. And the key is having this new database, our iCarol system, we're able to keep the information current. And that was always the problem with our community switchboard that we had for years, was keeping that information current. So it's easier now to send our people who are in the database, our nonprofits, to send them the updates, you know, to the information. They can update it themselves and get it back to us. So the updating process is much easier, which is important.
That's great. Now, the 211 system, as you said, was available in larger areas.
Yes.
You said sort of a coup to have it in this area. How did it come to be?
Well, you know, as far as it's really a grassroots effort, the community switchboard we had for, which is an information and referral system, a grassroots information and referral system we had for about 30 years. And about 10 years ago, community groups would be getting together, and they actually had 211 advisory committees going on, and because they knew about 211 on a national level, and wouldn't it be great if Humboldt County had their own 211 to really expand our information and referral system. So for 10 years, you know, we had meetings, and I came on the scene about 3 years ago, and then last year, Lee Otker, who was a real leader in 211 in our community, is she and I got together, and our staff got together, and we said, let's do it. Let's make it happen this year. So last year was the big year that we put all the things together for the CPUC application, and we got funded. We got certified, actually, in November, and then we launched in February 2013. So February is our anniversary month. So remember, on your birthday, you celebrate the whole month. Well, with 211, we're celebrating the whole month.
There you go. Now, how many people locally are taking advantage of this in its first anniversary?
Well, as far as we're doing our working with our media and getting the word out, as far as the VITA program is going strong, and so we've got lots of advertisement with the VITA program, and of course you call 211 and you can get your taxes. Make an appointment to get your taxes prepared through the VITA program. But just getting the word out, doing the outreach and education, and that's a continuing process. It's, you know, when you talk to people, that you do you know about 211? Yes or no? And if they don't, then we need to continue with that outreach. So just a variety of ways. I'm excited about the possibilities of really expanding 211 and its use in our community. And we really haven't even touched working with faith-based organizations, different churches who do a lot of counseling and do a lot of services for people in their congregations. And I think using 211 as a service for them could be just tremendous. The other area that I think we can really expand the use of 211 so our community can really benefit more is the use of volunteers. So really helping with volunteers being able to connect with volunteer opportunities. And of course, that whole area with our aging population, there's more and more people who want to be doing something, who are bright and sharp in their 60s, 70s, and 80s and onward, and want to give back to the community through volunteering. And I think that's a huge area that we need to really expand.
Well, as you said, it's kind of exciting that we have the 211 services available here in Humboldt County. Now, when you dial 211, you said there's a live person that answers the phone.
There's a live person. We do.
Where
we
are they?
We train. We're located in the H Car building on E Street. So E and Wabash. And we have a great facility, office building. And we have three. We actually have three through our 5-9 telephonic system, three stations that can be operating at one time.
Nice.
We train a call center specialist through 211, and we work closely with HSU with social work interns. And so in the spring and the fall, we have social work interns, and we train them. And call center specialist training, if you have that, that's a really important just entry-level job skill that people can get, can segue into a business and maybe start as a call center specialist and work their way up. So it's a great entry-level skill to have.
And
we have a training program for that.
It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yes.
Wow.
What we do is our office is open actually from 8 to 5:30. And then what we do is we have a contract with San Bernardino 211, and they take our after-hour calls.
And they've got all that information.
They have all of our database. They have our database, which is awesome.
That is wonderful. And it's, of course, it's free. It's confidential.
Yes.
So.
Yes, it's totally free and confidential. And we actually function as a virtual family service center. So Jeanette Hurst, who's our call center coordinator, is a member of the Family Service Center Network, and there's 13 different organizations, family service centers around the county in that network, and that's a real important process to be involved in. And I just want to put a plug in. The community has been so supportive of 211, and we would not have a 211 if we did not have all the support of our community members. So I want to put a plug in for several of them. And First Five Humboldt has been a very diligent, ongoing sponsor. The Healthy Start is actually the network now of the Family Resource Centers have been a very important partner. McLean Foundation continues to be a very important partner. Humboldt Area Foundation. The county, Humboldt County with the DHHS and the CalFresh program in particular. We always promote the CalFresh, which is important to get that word out. PG&E has been a strong supporter. Redwood Community Action has been a supporter. So we have a really excellent base of community supporters, and that makes it all possible. So what we do is figure out how can we help them? How can they use 211 to their advantage? That's really important to integrate it into the community.
Well, this is why you're here, is to kind of get the word out, and people can find out more about this. And again, it's for all kinds of stuff, you know, where to find you know, childcare or after school programs, or as you said, find a place for flu shots, or in times of natural disaster, which does happen.
Yes.
It's a great place to have all that information coordinated.
It's non-emergency calls.
Right.
And so if we get an emergency call, we refer to 911.
Right.
So we, and they in turn, when they get a non-emergency call, they refer to 211. And that's going to help us during a major disaster time when our 911 system can get totally overloaded. When people are just calling that number for everything. Now with the 211, we can really work in concert with them.
So keep that in mind. It's 211 for all kinds of local community services. Gabrielle, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.